This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, September 5th, I'm Jeff Bostert. Coming up, Champaign Unit 4 Schools is on the verge of releasing a long-range strategic plan that attempts to guide the district for 15 years, covering areas like student achievement and teacher and staff excellence. We'll have a report from AM 580's Jim Meadows. We'll also check your weekend forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. The parties involved in Champaign School's consent decree case say while they're agreeing on more areas of improvement, both feel the pace for implementing them needs to speed up. Plaintiffs and Unit 4 officials met for 5 hours Wednesday, updating a federal judge on efforts to address inequities between black and white students. Plaintiff's attorney Carol Ashley says the district's efforts to diversify hiring have come a long way the last couple of years, and it's making progress in the areas of educational climate and discipline. But she says large concerns remain over special education and identifying which African American students need the extra help. The consent decree expires in June 2009. Ashley calls Wednesday's hearing excellent, but says the judge encouraged all involved to move faster.
Certainly the court sensed that the time is now to do as much as we can, and that means working harder, and that means being, you know, responsive to data. And, you know, I think if you as persons that were present at the 2006 hearing would say, that was also certainly a message he gave at that time, but I think he reiterated it.
Champaign School Board President Dave Tomlinson agrees Unit 4 needs to accelerate the pace of district-wide improvements. He says changes to special education need to be ramped up, particularly for high school students. The board president says he's looking forward to a board meeting later this month in which it will recommend a new location for two strands of Northside classrooms, as required by the consent decree. Tomlinson called the hearing non-contentious. In a news release from Unit 4 officials, Superintendent Arthur Culver called the goals of the consent decree daunting, but saying staff has embraced the challenge. The release made reference to agreements in other areas like academic achievement, curriculum, and the ability to produce data relevant to improving academic outcomes. Despite a boycott to bring attention to school funding, the Chicago Public Schools saw a record high attendance rate on the first day of classes this week. Chicago Public Schools Chief Arnie Duncan says Tuesday's attendance came in at 93.7%, up from last year's previous high of 93%. In 2000, only 76% of students showed up the first day. This year's return to school for city students received outsized publicity because of State Senator James Meek's boycott. About 950 Chicago students skipped classes and attempted to register at two wealthy North Shore schools to spotlight the disparity in school funding among districts. Board of Education President Rufus Williams credited Meeks for focusing on the need for reform in Illinois. He says media coverage of the call for a boycott may have helped boost attendance. Former House Minority Leader Bob Michael says Illinois Republicans have to stir things up and rebuild what he calls a weak party. The Peoria Republican made his remarks yesterday at the Republican National Convention. Michael says the Illinois GOP has become weak because of what he called former Governor George Ryan's misdeeds and ethical lapses. Ryan is serving a 6.5-year prison sentence for a fraud and racketeering conviction. The 85-year-old Michael is urging party members to face up to reality and go back home and stir things up. Michael retired in 1994. He was elected to 19 terms in Congress, serving as House Republican leader for his last 14 years. State Senator Kirk Dillard raised the ire of his fellow Republicans when he appeared in a Barack Obama campaign ad. But Dillard says he's no longer taking any flack from the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis-St. Paul, Amanda Vinicky reports.
Dillard says he was happy to oblige when asked to be in an Obama commercial. In it, Dillard spoke about his bipartisan cooperation in the state Senate with Obama on ethics and death penalty legislation. Dillard says the spot was only to be used in the Iowa Democratic caucuses and that the Obama campaign agreed to pull the ad when it became apparent Obama and McCain could face off in the general election. At the time, some Republicans basically called Dillard a traitor. But now that Dillard's at the convention as a McCain delegate, he says he's no longer getting grief from others in his party.
You can work with and respect a gentleman of another political party or race or geographic location, work with him, but you don't necessarily have to vote for him for president.
Dillard, who's from Hinsdale, says he respects Obama, but he still favors McCain. He says that should say a lot. From the Republican National Convention, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Former Democratic presidential hopeful John Edwards has canceled an October speech at the University of Illinois and says he won't make any public appearances until after the November election. University spokesman Ed Slazenick says Edwards' booking agent notified him yesterday by phone and email. The email included a statement from Edwards saying he didn't want to distract from the presidential election, and Democratic candidate Barack Obama, last month the former Democratic senator from North Carolina, admitted to having an extramarital affair with a filmmaker hired by his political action committee. The University of Illinois has opened its doors in an $18 million expansion of its lab where research on the smallest of substances is taking place. Until now, the Micro and Nanotechnology Laboratory is focused on building and using molecule-sized devices in the electronic industry. But with the added space at its North Campus facility, Engineering Dean Alessandri Adicita says work can move into new industries.
But now nanotechnology also refers to things we can do in biology, in medicine, and in agriculture. So the expansion for us means that we can go into all these areas using the tools and techniques that we developed for electronics in the past.
For instance, Adicita says one nanotech researcher is looking into ways to improve drug delivery to the human body, but the field is not without controversy. Some worry about long-term effects on the health and the environment. Two of the leaders of the expanded nanotechnology lab talk about their work on our website. You can hear Wednesday's Focus 580 interview at will.illinois.edu. Hurricane Gustav died out undramatically, but its ghost still haunted travelers in the Chicago area. Due to Gustav-spawned rainstorms and low visibility, delays at O'Hare International Airport were averaging 45 to 60 minutes last night. More than 200 flights had been canceled. At Midway Airport, a few flights were delayed about 45 minutes, but no major cancellations had been reported. The Chicago Department of Aviation was advising travelers passing through either airport to contact their airline to check the status of their flight. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Two years after voters in the Champaign School District rejected a tax referendum, the district is releasing the final draft of a new long-range strategic plan. A committee of community members has spent the past year working on the plan, which is meant to reflect the public's concerns about education in the Unit 4 district. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The failure of the referendum may have provided the impetus for the strategic plan, but Unit 4 school board member Greg Novak says the real problem was a larger one, that there was a feeling the school board had lost touch with the community.
I think we gained some valuable information through this process. I think we have a plan in place now that looks at the entire, how it gets carried out becomes the board's responsibility. But the community has now given us an idea, this is what we want.
Novak and fellow board member Christine Shalafu oversaw a 30-member citizens committee dubbed the Vision Committee that held a series of community forums last spring to gather public input. The resulting 14-page document provides a 15-year policy map for Unit 4 covering student achievement, teacher and staff excellence, community engagement, and building and renovating school facilities. Diversity issues are also on the list. But the plan does not mention the Champaign School District's consent decree aimed at achieving racial equity. The school district is looking ahead to a year from now when they hope a federal judge will lift the consent decree and its related legal expenses. Brian Minsker is president of the Champaign PTA Council and a Vision Committee member.
We didn't want the school district to have the consent decree and then have everybody standing around saying, okay, what now? This gives the school district a plan to march forward, continue to improve, to help all the students in the district, and make them all successful.
More input was coming in even last night as the Vision Committee held perhaps its final meeting to fine-tune the plan. One member, Laura Weiss, is president of the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. She says she ran the report past members of the chamber board.
And one of the first things that jumped out was it didn't seem that the discipline issue was highlighted enough, that it should have been brought to the forefront a little bit.
Because of that concern, the Vision Committee moved a goal of establishing a more effective school discipline policy from a long list of recommendations that make up the body of the plan to the short list of top priorities at its beginning. School board member Christine Shalafu says the strategic plan covers many bases, but it won't please everyone. She says she saw plenty of disagreement as the plan was drawn up on issues such as whether the district should fix up its older school buildings or seek to replace them with new ones. She says the strategic plan's conclusion is that all school buildings, new or old, must be able to provide a good setting for a child's education.
And we had to come up with a plan that if a school cannot possibly meet the needs of the children in the school, that we find a way of closing those schools and moving on.
The strategic plan does not include specific recommendations for new or renovated schools. But one of its top priorities is that the school board come up with a new 10-year capital improvement plan. The Vision Committee will present the strategic plan to the Unit 4 school board at a special board study session Monday night, and again at a formal board meeting September 15th. If it's approved, Shalafu says it will then be the school board's job to see that the administration puts the plan into place. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Unit 4 Vision Committee plans to post its final draft of the strategic plan by day's end at its website. That's www.greatschoolstogetheroneword.org. From that same website, you can link to WILL's video library of community voices talking about Champaign schools taped at the Vision Committee's public forums. In our weekend forecast, mostly cloudy skies today, the high around 72. Partly cloudy tonight, the low around 52. Mostly sunny Saturday with a high around 75 degrees. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, the low around 55. Partly sunny Sunday, the high around 78. Mostly cloudy Sunday evening, the low around 58. For Monday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy skies, the high around 75. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, September 5th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.